like to start actually by thanking you all for coming. We really appreciate the support that you've given us thus far, and also the support that we're sure we will get from you in the very near future. For those of you who don't know, I think I know most of you, but for those of you who don't know, my name's Nick. I'm the partnership director for a group of 12 secondary schools who work together locally in a partnership looking at developing and increasing vocational and enterprise opportunities for young people within this area.
Excuse me, can I just start again? Because I've got my glasses on.
I'm being heckled. I'm on the second line, and I'm being heckled. It usually gets to the third line before I get heckled.
Brilliant.
Okay. About 12 months ago, about this time last year, during the long school summer break, as a team, myself, Sam and Heather got our heads together, and we wanted to develop our vision. And our vision was all about the opportunity to have a standalone centre encompassing local rural surroundings, which we find ourselves in here today, delivering exciting courses and opportunities for both young people, but also for local community members. So what did we do? We decided that what we were going to do is look at funding opportunities, and it came to the fore that East Midlands Development Agency had an opportunity for some funding. The funding stream that they called it is Catapulting Kids Further. We put the bid in, and we were as you can see, successful with the funding opportunity, which was great, and that funded the purchase of our kitchen that you see behind us here. Today, I guess we stand here kind of on the verge of embarking on our journey, the next step forward. From next week, we're going to be delivering catering and hospitality young apprenticeships from here. And we're also going to be offering MVQs in motor vehicle maintenance. And we've got a third unit, if you like, which is just at the bottom of the row here. On top of that, we'll be looking to run adult courses on selected Saturdays, evenings and school holidays. From then, what we want to do is build upon that. And the next big thing for us is going to be retail. And we're looking at a farm style shop. And in that shop, we'd like to sell our site grown produce and our centre created food. So be at local opportunities again. From that, I'd like to hand over to Heather, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about our journey and the plans for the future. But thanks again for coming.
Thank you very much. Well, as you might have guessed from my worries, I'm not used to wearing dresses, so it's really nice to meet you all in a different guise today, and I promise you in a few minutes I should be back in my jeans and trainers or similar. But first of all, of course, we've got you together because we really need to say some big thank yous and some welcomes and a bit more about why we're here and how we actually got here. Because less than a year from now, less than a year ago, this barn here was literally a barn, a derelict barn, and pretty well filthy and absolutely freezing cold. And we didn't really think that we would be here in this sort of situation by this stage. And how we've done it is thanks to a great many people. And of course, you're all invited today because you've had some helping to do for us, or we've asked you to provide things, or we've asked you to send your students here. So we really wanted you to know what's going to happen in future. And I guess, first of all, we need to say, well, why did we end up with Perry Hill? Because as Nick said, we had this pot of money. It was never going to be easy to put something that we wanted to do onto a school site because the constraints of working on a school in the evenings and weekends, etc., makes it very hard to do. And involving business people that are going to be walking on and meeting our students, that's hard in schools as well. So we really wanted a place that encapsulated all that we were thinking of doing. And with the Catapulting Kids, it was very much about the needs of the business that Ender wanted us to promote in their local area. So we looked on the Ender website and hey, surprise, surprise, it said the needs for South Northants, just like our schools, big rural area. And that is why our schools are so wonderful, because they are rural schools. We do live in a rural area. The agriculture around us is fantastic and massive. And we want to promote that in our schools. And it's quite difficult for our schools, doing wonderful jobs, and I've got